At a recent forum with the Long Island Metro Business Action Group, Hart said New York's cash bail system needed to be reformed, but that it was troubling that New York lawmakers didn't consult with law enforcement.
We arrested somebody 3 times in one day just for a commercial burglary pattern that he was engaged in. And it was just kind of a constant turnstile in and out of the system. So that's been a challenge.
Hart did not offer statistics on how many arrests fit this turnstile pattern. Data reported to the state shows during the first months of the new bail law, the number of arrests in Suffolk was actually lower. Once the pandemic hit, arrests dropped nearly 60%. Hart also said that there was a 200% increase in the number of people released from jail because those arrested no longer had to pay money to get out. Hart said a less talked about change, a quote, tremendous change, according to her, were reforms to discovery, the process of presenting evidence to the accused. The new reforms now require police and district attorneys to turn over evidence within 35 days.
Before that, we had really until sometimes the night before the trial, depending. But
Hart says the reforms required the creation of a new discovery compliance bureau,
where every arrest would go before the ADAs as soon as you made the arrest, and all the discovery had to be collected and turned over, including video surveillances, undercover tapes, 911 calls, you name it.
The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office did not respond to questions about this new bureau. Nassau County, however, said that the new discovery reforms required the hiring of 11 new employees, costing about $500,000 a year. Charles Lane, WSHU News.